KFW Mobile.
And KO4CF.
KF4MXY.
Good morning, David. How are you guys doing this morning?
Pretty good. Got a cup of coffee going here. To kick it back over to the other guy.
Pretty good myself. I'm sipping on my coffee on the way to work. Eating from the door.
Feels good out here this morning.
You can keep putting into that Social Security account for me.
Because the bill collectors, they're going to keep coming whether I'm at work or not.
Well, that they will. Got everything paid off, but still got to pay taxes on it. Otherwise, the county will come get it.
Yeah, that's the sad part about it, right? Between everything's paid off, between insurance and taxes, you can't afford to live.
Insurance, taxes, and all the medicine I have to buy and take every morning, and insulin, and going and seeing doctors. That's my social life now. See one or two doctors a week.
How's that?
Hopefully, when you get my age, you'll be in better shape than I'm in, and you won't be having to do all that.
David.
6.
And behind you.
I don't know. I did some kind of online evaluation one time. I think it said I had the body of a 90-year-old.
Thought we got away with when we were younger, right?
I put that on Facebook one time, that if I knew I was going to live to be this old, I'd have took better care of myself when I was young.
Need to take that evaluation. There ain't no telling what it said about me.
Working on my first cup of coffee.
You this morning, David. Been missing you.
I've been kind of lazy in the mornings for a while now, but I'm going to have really great weather this week, so I want to get up and get started at daylight.
Fishing time, isn't it?
Exactly what's on my agenda. I'm having to have an impeller on the water pump put in on the boat motor, and planning down to Lake Russell in a couple of weeks and staying at cabins at the state park down there and doing some fishing for about a week.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
KN4TFW.
Get together about four or five of my friends, and we split the cost of a cabin. Anyway, y'all, go ahead, pick it up. I'll be copying the mail, KF4NXY.
Meeting day today, Andrew.
Early meeting today. I was on the road, 5:15. We'll be pulling in the parking lot here in a minute.
You need to get up that early.
I wanted to sleep in. I wanted to just keep snoozing, but I knew I couldn't do it.
4HGX. Good morning, gentlemen.
KO4CEF.
Good morning, Patrick. KN4PFW.
Good morning, Kid. Good morning, Andrew. Good morning, anybody else that I missed. KA3JCA.
So you decided to go to your meeting, Andrew? Is that what I'm hearing?
Always in the matter. It starts at 6 o'clock whether I'm there or not.
Good morning, Richard. Good morning, Miss Sally.
A little bit so she can't hear it, so I'm trying to let her sleep in some.
Check into the North Georgia single sideband net last night. It was just barely over the noise level. I couldn't even make out what most of them were saying.
Get a set of headphones.
Yeah, but
you
know,
the West Moon was so quiet.
The speaker,
clear speaker.
That really helped. I never got to do it. So eventually, I just quit hearing anything, and I figured it was over.
You guys doubled.
And I had the headphones, and It was just like I never come up enough to where I could understand what the guy was saying, but I don't know. Go ahead, Patrick.
In that, from what I understand, you can get one of those West Mountain Dynamic Clear Speech speakers, and it's supposed to help with that, dragging stuff out of the noise floor. 9 degrees up here this morning.
West Mountain, it is 60 here in Greer.
And over here by the Walmart in Greer. But yeah, that's what I've heard about one of those speakers. I don't know for sure. I've been thinking about getting one of them, and somebody local here's got one they're wanting to get rid of, so I'm thinking about getting it.
Up and then tell me how good it does. Somebody else jump on in there.
In my bad spot for about a minute here.
Feeling better this morning?
Well, a lot better today. Hey, yesterday I got a call from that guy in Florida that I've been helping with his radio. There's a gentleman that put up a Brandmeister repeater in Florida. And it's a little repeater, but the guy can't really make it from his house. So I just tried something last night that I learned, but I set him up a channel on his hotspot with the talk group that's in that guy's repeater, and I was able to talk to him with my handheld to his handheld through his hotspot, through my hotspot, through that repeater.
Start on that DMR pretty soon.
We're going to say KO4HKX.
No plug I sent you for the 127 version code plug KA3JCA.
I have not checked my email yet. I'll do it when I get to the tool truck this morning.
Listen, when you open it up, I already put in his call sign. I already put in his ID. Everything should be all set up. All he has to do is write it to the radio and just double check it. I even changed the power on display to his name and call sign.
For Lloyd, or is that for Steve?
Let's see here. That one is Lloyd's PXB, correct?
Lloyd is PXB, yes. Steve is VWA.
For Lloyd, do I need to do one for VWA?
He's going to put mine in his, and I'll just change his radio ID and call sign.
So, because you also have APRS on, don't forget to go to the APRS tab to change it to say his name here instead of saying Patrick here.
Hey. Richard, I think you're what's been missing with DMR around here. A little better understanding, so it might be coming along a little bit.
A little bit about I'm the one that's missing it and it broke it out, so I can wait a few minutes until you make it back into the repeater, unless we're going to switch KA3JCA.
Sorry, that's not a normal spot. Well, I was just saying, I appreciate all the help, and I think you're helping quite a few other people in the area get more out of the DMR.
There was a gentleman, and I think his name is Steve, but it's not VVA or something like that. KO4NXY or something like that, I forget. He's an older gentleman, but I was talking to him yesterday, and his wife, she called me last night. I think they live over toward Traveler's Rest, Easley area. But I got her Pi-Star upgraded, but his modem, the top half board on the modem of the Pi-Star Zero is dead. So I told her it won't recognize the modem. So I gave her the place on Amazon. She could go order one for the Pi-Star Zero. And I told her I'd install it for her, but she said she wanted to give it a try. So we'll see what happens.
Thank you very much, Richard. That was me and my wife, and we do appreciate your help. And yes, she got that part ordered, and her hands are pretty steady, and she's done that kind of stuff before, so I think she can, you know, install it. But we do definitely thank you for your help, and They're right. You are what this area has needed for DMR for a while. KF4NXY, I'm back out.
Well, you're quite welcome. I apologize. I'm bad with call signs for the first couple of days and so forth, but you said KN4NXY?
Kilo Foxtrot 4, November, X-ray Yankee. Yeah, now, I'm sorry I haven't got your call sign in my head good yet either. I do recognize your voice, so I know, you know, when you come on the air. But anyway, I'm leaving those other guys out there, and they're in mobile, so I'm going to get back on the side for a little while. But do appreciate your help. KF4NXY clear.
Sounds good, sir. I just want to make sure you guys get back on the air. KA3JCA, Andrew or Kent, go ahead and pick it up. Sorry to leave you out there.
And me out. I'm just sitting back learning.
Hey, guys.
Sally, KO4HK.
Good morning, Sally, KN4TFW.
You had to bail and go into his meeting.
Have we heard from Eric at all lately? I haven't heard him. I know he only commutes a couple of days a week. Did I talk to Steven yesterday, KR8MR, so I talked to him on the phone yesterday.
Eric this week, and we talked to Steve yesterday morning while I was waiting on the guys to get to work.
If you have a hotspot, what I'll do is I'll actually send you that talk group code for that guy in Florida that I was telling you about. He gave me the talk group number and I programmed it in that they were able to hear me. So apparently on Sunday night in Florida, the guy just put up the repeater apparently. They're holding a Saturday or Sunday night DMR net. I'm not sure what time yet. Gus is going to let me know.
Send it to me and I'll get it installed. But just so you know, Richard, on Monday night at 8:30, there's a net on the North Carolina from Gastonia.
Well, definitely. You said Monday nights? Last night? But okay. Yeah, I'll have to start making myself a schedule here at DMR nets.
Oscar on there, he's 103 years old, and he checks in most Monday nights.
I pray that I live that old boy. Bless his heart, KA3JCA.
Ken,
I want to make it to at least 100 so I can plague my kids.
Right.
KN4TFW.
I'm going to see if I can talk Sally into making me a nice cup of coffee this morning. KA3JCA.
Now, all right, Richard, but it's about time to jump over to the other repeater.
Hey, KA3JCA, this one.
Richard, and I'll catch you over there, Patrick. KA4TFW, clear.